out your gun. That's right, man. It's Thursday, March 1. March? Where's the yearbook gone by, bro? Jeez. Well, I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, the Brooklyn Game, and a bunch of other places that want to give me money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know everything that's going on in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball. Just out here repping Australia, bro, talking NBA junk, your favorite daily NBA podcast. You know it. I'm also sitting here staring at, like, what, six random Puerto Rican dudes on top of this brownstone over there building, like, an extra fucking story on top of that house. So they're now eye level with me. Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Yeah, not bad.
Oh, yeah. On ya. All right. So today, NBA Australia, let's do it. We've got our three-quarter time awards. That's it. Three quarters of the NBA season is done. D-U-N, done. So let's see where the awards stand. Plus, we'll throw in our Australia-specific awards. Like our best Australian rookie, Australian MVP, most inspirational Australian, and most deli Australian. I love this. This is going to be great. Plus, we wrap all the NBA games from last night. There's a lot of good ones. Plus, all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah, better than Lonzo Ball. The unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every day here on NBA Australia, check in on every Australian NBA player just to see how they're going. And it's Thursday. So we play Where in the World is Jonah Bolden, son of Bruce? Swing by Kiwi Corner and finish up with a brand new installment of The Diary of Stephen Adams. Shockers, I love it. All right, let's get to it. NBA Australia, let's go. G'day, this is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Ah, you better. I love that. It's the whip around, let's do it. There was a lot of fun stuff last night in the NBA, so we do the whip around every morning to make sure that you know what's going on. So a little bit of news, Ersan Ilyasova returns to Philly. He was bought out by the Hawks. Philly, wave Trevor Booker, part of the Jahlil Okafor trade from Brooklyn. Booker goes to Indy on the minimum. Corey Brewer is also bought out by the Lakers and seemingly is going to go to OKC, which is kind of cool. We'll talk about that later. Wednesday night, though, let's talk about all the games. Bucks go into Pistons on a back-to-back and get their fucking asses handed to them. Greek Freak has his worst game of the year. 11 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Gross. Delay at the start of this game because of powder and debris left by the kids out there dancing beforehand. I love it. Not a great sign for the Bucks to come. Jabari, he played his first back-to-back since coming back and had a shit one. 7 points, 4 rebounds. Yeah, no good. Detroit, they keep up their only winning games against teams on the second half of a back-to-back streak alive. That's right, man. The only games they've won since the Blake Griffin trade is against teams on the second half of a back-to-back. Oh, Jesus. Blake, even though the Pistons win, he has a shit one. 8 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. He somehow turned into 2005 Glenn Robinson. Not great. Andre Drummond, 15 and 16. Sure. Stanley Johnson had 19, 6 and 4. Not bad, Stan. And 0 blocks as a team. Really, Pistons? Really? Andre Drummond, you're like 7 foot 40. How do you not block a shot? Anyway, good job, Detroit, keeping in touch with the playoffs. Raps at Magic, they smash them, do the Raps. 117 to 104. Battle of the Eastern European big men, though. Vooch versus My Name is Jonas Valanciunas. Awesome. Not really, though. Magic, 17 for, yes, you guessed it, Super Mario and Evan Fournier. 11 and 10 for Air Gordon. Vooch missed all threes. All three threes that he took in this game as well. Not great, Vooch. What are you going to do? For the Raps, Kyle Lowry. Big booty, Kyle Lowry. 17, 7, and 11 assists. Not bad. It's about bloody time. He's an absolute flog, I think, this year. Everyone's like, oh, Kyle Lowry's having a really, really good season. It's like, fucking prove it. Have you watched this moron play? He's looked shit all year. It's like, motherfuckers, I got so much money, I don't care no more. But still, 17 and 11. I'm not going to sneeze at that. How about DeMar DeRozan there? 21, 3 and 4. 0 of 3 from 3. Not great, DeMar. His percentage has quietly slipped to 32.1% from 3. That's less than My Name is Jonas Valanciunas. He's shooting 45.7%. Jonas! Sure, that's on 21 of 46 attempts, but still. My name is Jonas. Went 1 of 2 last night. Not bad. There you go. Raps win easily over the Magic. Ah, Jesus. Indiana, what the fuck are you doing? They go into Atlanta and lose 107-102 to a shitty Hawks team. Pacers needed to win this. They lost to the Mavs, so they lose horrible back-to-back games against shit teams. Gee, do you reckon they're going to regret losing back-to-back games to the likes of the fucking Hawks and Mavs? Gee, I don't know. Shit. Of course they will. Victor Oladipo goes 22 on 25 shots. That's not going to do it, Victor. Bojan Bogdanovic, 26 points. The Souvlaki King, the Domantas Sabonis, though, he was the bright spot for the Pacers. He had 14 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 assisted, son of a Vetus. Unreal. Lance, make him dance, had a pretty good one too, 18 points. But man, the Hawks, just across the board, 15-7 for Taurine, the Red Bull Prince, 15-9 for Dwayne Dedmon. 16-7 for John Collins. Fucking hell. But then, just out there, dude. 14 points, 5 assists, 5 steals for Dennis Schröder. I am German. Random. And the Hawks just ran the fucking Pacers off the court. They're up by 20 in this. Pacers came all the way back, but just didn't give themselves enough time. That'll happen. So, the Pacers, you just lost to the Mavs and Hawks. We have to shut you down and move you to Seattle. It's just, them's the rules, man. I don't make them. I just follow them. Hornets go into Boston and get their asses kicked 134-106. The Celtics smash. Remarkable shooting game by the Celtics. They didn't miss anything. They shot 60% from the floor, 60% from three, and 90% from the line. That is absolutely fucking remarkable. 60-60-90 club as a team? Yeah, you're not going to lose too many games like that. I'll tell you what happened. Bangers Baines. Holy shit. I mean, we'll talk about him in the Australian Player Watch, but Jesus, what a game. He holds Dwight Howard to 21 points and bangers through about 87 different elbows into his fucking sternum there, did Dwight. Dwight just got sick of it. He's like, fuck it, I'm out. We're not going to win this. I'm going to sit the fuck down, dude. 23-5 assists for Kemba Walker, the flog. Not a fucking all-star over Ben Simmons. Frank the Tank at 16. The rest of the Hornets were a shit show. The entire second half of this game was garbage time. And that was because Boston went out there and fucking laid the wood on them. 34 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists for Kyrie on 13 of 18 shooting. Kyrie was just out there making him dance like he was fucking Lance. Unbelievable. We'll talk about that later. Unreal, 15 each for Jalen and Marcus Morris, 14 each for Terry Rose and Greg Moose Munro. And bangers, a double-double. Out there with that fucking top knot looking like a fucking Surrey Hills barista. But doing work like a fucking Coonabarra brand carpenter. Not bloody bad, bangers. Warriors go into Washington. Don't go visit the White House, but do kick the shit out of the Wiz. 109-101. 18 in the first half for the coward Kevin Durant and Otto. I like to get Blutto Porter. But the Wizzos, not much beyond Porter. He ends up with 29-10. Oubre was 17. Markeith was 16-9. Not much help for him anywhere else. Brad Beal and an absolute fucking Barry Crocker. 8 points on 15 shots. Gross. Gortat had an absolute... The Polish hammer. More like the Polish fucking shitter. 2 points and 3 rebounds. Tomasz Satoranski, 11-3. Not bad, but still. Wiz just had their fucking asses handed to them. Only Warriors kept their nose ahead basically the entire game. And never let it get doubtful. Like, it got down to about 5 at one point, and then they just went, oh, wait. We're way better than this fucking team. So, the coward Kevin Durant ends up with 32 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Steph the Dork with 25, 5, and 3. 4-9 from 3. Not bad. 11 points, 11 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks for Draymond. Jesus, there was also about 8 egregious flops in there, too. Oh, he touched me, ref. I'm falling over. Fuck off, Draymond. The flopping bullshit. Anyway, good job, Warriors. They also took Kevin Durant's school district kids to the African American Museum in DC instead of going to the White House. Awesome. I think they took a bunch of them to Black Panther as well, which is fucking rad. Nice one. Suns go into Memphis and beat the Grizz, but then at the same time, you and I could probably go into Memphis and beat the fucking Grizz at the moment. Glug. Two of the worst teams going against each other. Devin Booker puts up 34 points, 6 rebounds. Not bad. 29 points, a career high for Josh Jackson, the Rook. Not bloody bad there, Josh Jackson. He ends up with 29 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks on 9 of 16 shooting. He's coming good, man. I'll tell you. Over his last 10 games, he's averaging 18 points. looking good. Alfred Payton with the stupid fucking hair, 19 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. Not bad, Alfred. Memphis, coach killer Marc Gasol, 22 and 13, being defended by Alex Len and Shaq Morrison. That's right, Shaq Harrison, not Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq Harrison, Marc Gasol, you get 22 and 13 against Shaq Harrison and Alex Len? Get the fuck out of here. You need 40 and 20 before you get fucking David Fizdale fired, you flog. Ugh, fuck Memphis. Michael Green, 12 and 12, sure. Andrew Harrison, 20 and 5, sure. No Tyreek, no Chandler Parsons. Fuck the Grizz. Thunder, they just eke a one out over the Mavs. 111 to 110 in overtime. This was an amazing game. Thunder just tried their fucking hardest to lose this. Dirk, though, tops 31,000 points for his career. Holy shit. Der Dunkenstein. Holy shit, man. The fadeaway Baron. 31,000 points. Hits it on a fadeaway as well. Unbelievable. Der Dunkenschnitzel. There we go. The Der Dunkenschnitzel. 31,000 points on a fadeaway. Could not have been more perfect. Mavs, look. They tried their hardest to get this. They want, like, the Thunder needed this one. The Mavs wanted this one, which is weird because the Mavs, you know what they shouldn't be doing? Winning games. They came so close. This was tied for, like, basically the last 9 minutes of their regulation, then the OT. Mavs still out-rebounded by about 20. JJ Barea scored all 12 of his points in the fourth quarter, which is bananas. Harrison Barnes ends up with 26. Dwight Powell has a career-high 21 and had the game tie to send it to OT, having missed two free throws to do the exact same thing about fucking 8 seconds earlier. Jesus, that was a roller coaster of emotions for Dwight Powell. Rusty Westbrook, he had 20 points at the half and then finished with 30. He had 23, basically. He only had 3 in the entire second half. No made baskets in the second half. Dude just fell apart. Finally makes a bucket in overtime and then gets a 3-point play that wins the game. Talk about roller coaster of emotions. Fucking hell. So he ends up with 30 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists. Paul George ends up with 23, 11, and 6. 8 of 18 shooting, though. Paul George, I reckon that roofie from All-Star is finally wearing off, maybe. Steven Adams, 9 offensive rebounds. Not bad. Ends up with 9 and 12. And, dude, the OKC offense, though, it's a mess. Even with Paul George and Melo out there, there's a lot of dribble, dribble, iso. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Swish, swish, swish. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Iso, iso, iso. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Swish, swish, swish. Gross. Pretty hard to watch, I'll tell you that much. Pelicans. Oh, 7 straight for the Pelicans. They beat the Spurs in San Antonio and move up to 5th in the West. The Spurs, Pau Gasol was out getting an MRI on his knee. LaMarcus Aldridge also sprained his ankle in the second and did not return. This is huge news. LaMarcus Aldridge getting an MRI today, probably. 18-9-5, DeJounte Murray. 19 for Rudy Gay. 17 for Manu Ginobili. The Spurs, though, without LaMarcus, just couldn't get there. The Pals, AD, 26 and 15. It's almost like disappointing that he put up a giant fucking line like 26 and 15 because it's not 53 and 18. Rondo, 13 and 12. Giroux, 25, 4 and 3. Patty Mills, not too bad either. But then, you know, what are you going to do? Pals win, smart. Rockets at Clippers, final game of the night. Rockets win their 14th straight, 105-92. Unbeaten for the entire month of February. But the most important part of this is that Wes Johnson is now dead. Harden stopped on a dime, crossed him over, sent him off into the atmosphere, and now he's dead. It's all over. Wes Johnson has had to retire from the NBA because of this. Look, again, I don't make the rules. I just follow them. Unreal game, though. Harden, CP3, and Capella, and Clint Capella improved to 31-1 when they play. 25-7 for fast Jimmy Harden, including Wes Johnson's soul. Clint Capella has 22 points, 14 rebounds. That's a little bit better than DeAndre Jordan with his 4 points and 16 rebounds, right? Jesus. Tobias Harris has 24 points and has a better PER than Blake Griffin on the Pistons. So, I don't know. Don't know if the Clippers are regretting any part of that trade. And Montrez had 22, while Austin Rivers, well, we'll talk about him in a second. So, unbelievable. There's no tunneling incident, but they did put up some barriers on that extra door to the Clippers locker, the Rockets locker room, which was pretty fucking funny. More power too. Doc Rivers made a joke about it in the presser. It's like, we're going to build a barrier and we're going to get the Rockets to pay for it. That's fucking funny. Jesus, not bad, Doc. Not bad. Crikey. Jesus, I'll tell you. All right, so we'll talk about a couple of these parts in just a second. So let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night. That is a knife. This was going to be Kyrie, but holy shit, he's dancing around like fucking Costa Zoo out there. Amazing. So many fucking moves. He's like the pancake parlor of sweet moves. But then James Harden actually stuck a fucking Bowie knife into Wes Johnson's soul and killed him with that crossover. Sends it, this crossover, the stare down, and then hits the three in his face. It's like, Wes Johnson, you can't be out there getting got like that. You've got a family. That man, somebody's daddy. They have to live with what you just did, man. You can't do that to them. You reckon James Harden said, yeah, nah, as he's about to launch that three, he's like, yeah, you have to retire now. Swish. Unbelievable. No, like, everybody in the fucking, in the entire audience was like, oh, Jesus. There's people laughing at the poor guy. There you go. James Harden, that was a fucking knife because it was literally a knife that ruined a man's career. I don't know what to tell you, but Wes Johnson, R.I.P. All right, old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
All right, who's got no mates today? Well, can I say the entire Pacers team? Holy shit. Way to lose to the fucking Mavs and the Hawks, dude. They're literally the two worst teams in the league. But because they beat you, they're no longer the two worst teams in the league. They both had 18 wins, which is absolute bottom of the NBA. They played the Pacers, and now they both have 19 wins, ruining their fucking lottery odds at the same time. Jesus, but I'm also going to add in Corey Joseph and Glenn Robinson III. They had a combined 42 minutes for 0 fucking points for the Pacers. Holy shit. Almost the Thunder. They almost had no mates at all. Almost lost to the fucking Mavs. But, and one extra thing I'm going to say for old mate, no mates. Austin Rivers in that punchable little fucking face. Yeah, you fucking little shitbag. Shat the bed in fear of the Rockets. Went an atrocious 3 of 12 from the field last night for 6 points in 33 minutes. What the fuck, Austin? All right, we get it that you're shit, but it doesn't have to be so overt. All right, let's get to Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. Coming for everybody.
This is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. And look, this could have been amazing. Dennis Smith Jr., 17 points, all 8 of Dallas's points in overtime. Almost hits the game winner as well. They're down 1. They don't draw up the play for him because apparently Rick Carlisle's like, fuck you, Rook, which is dumb. But he somehow gets the ball. Like, it all just goes to shit. It gets kicked out to him in the corner. He throws up a prayer. Oh, just long. Oh, this would have been fucking amazing. I love me some Dennis Smith Jr. because with that 17 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds and a steal, he goes 2 of 7 from 3. Thing is, he went at Melo like it ain't no thing. Because you ain't going to disrespect Denny. Fuck no. He went straight at Melo. And like Melo just like, hey, man, I'm going to go at this fucking kid too. He goes back and forth with Melo. There's like a fucking 15-year age gap in there or something. And Dennis Smith Jr. did not back down. I loved it. So look, there you go. Better than Lonzo Ball last night. That's Dennis Smith Jr. Good job, fella. All right, not bad, not bad. All right, let's get to where in the world is Jonah Bolden for this week. All right, man, he's still in Maccabi Tel Aviv hanging out there in Israel, his son of Bruce. Only 2 games since we last checked in on Jonah Bolden, the week of the All-Star game. So Maccabi Tel Aviv beat Maccabi Ashdod. And Jonah plays 18 minutes, 13 points, 1 rebound, 3 fouls. Not a great game, but, you know, not too bad. 13 points. So, hey, come on, man, come on. What do you want from me? And then the second game of the week was a loss to Unicaja Malaga, the Spanish team in EuroLeague. Again, Jonah starts, plays 17 minutes, 6 points, 3 of 6 shooting, 4 rebounds. Not bad. Still out there starting, getting plenty of reps, is the old Philadelphia 76ers second round pick and son of Bruce Bolden, NBL legend. Nice one. They play CSKA Moscow today. And Irony Nezayona on Saturday. So we've got a couple more ones to check up on next week, and that's good. He's out there doing pretty great. I'm excited about him actually making it over, hopefully next year. Because he looks pretty fucking good. Not bad. All right, we're going to be back after these words with a bit of Yenna.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. You ready? It's NBA Australia. Yeah, nah. We take three NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, are any of the buyout guys going to have an impact? Yeah, nah. Yeah, but not to a huge degree. They're going to have an impact. It's just not going to be a big one. Ilyasova and Bellinelli fit perfectly in Philly just because they need fucking like as much shooting as humanly possible. And Corey Brewer will be a fun element in OKC where he gives you more unpredictability on offense and a hint of defense. It's like Andre Roberson, hell light on defense, but substantially better on offense. So that's weird. Maybe you'll be okay. Maybe you'll fit in. I don't know. It's going to be fucking fascinating to see. Number two, no LaMarcus Aldridge. Yo, are you sure the Spurs will make the playoffs? Yeah, nah. Nah, I'm not. If LaMarcus Aldridge misses, like, what, a week, 2 weeks with this fucking ankle? Dude, they were half a game ahead of the seven-seeded OKC, 2 games ahead of the Nugs, who just got Paul Millsap back. 2 games, that's all it is. LMA misses a week, 2 weeks. Jesus, man, you could be 8-9 real fucking quick. I trust in the Spurs, but at the same fucking time, no LaMarcus Aldridge, no Kawhi Leonard. That's a hell of a lot of DeJounte Murray and, like, Davis Bertans. Oh, jeez. All right, number three. Since claiming he got his powers back with the Lakers, Isaiah Thomas has averaged 11 points, 1 rebound, and 5 assists on 34% shooting from the field, 24% shooting from three. Will anyone take a chance on Isaiah Thomas next year with a multi-year deal? Yeah, nah. Nah. I reckon he gets only a single-year prove-it deal, right? It might still require a Brinks truck, but it's just not going to be a full one. I mean, I can still see, like, Charlotte, Orlando, the Wizards, Memphis, just somebody, like, backing up a little bit of money and going, all right, Isaiah, prove it. Let's see if you're fucking healthy and see if you're any good at basketball anymore. Because at the moment, you fucking ain't. All right, let's go to the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, play. Look at me.
It's time for the three-quarter awards. Look at me. Look at me. Each team has played around 60 games. So that's three-quarters of the season. Let's give out some three-quarter time awards. Time out, bro. MVP, what do you reckon? James Harden, LeBron James, Anthony Davis? Give me Harden. He's got to have it at the moment. But as mentioned on this here program a couple of days ago, if Anthony Davis keeps going fucking bananas and they end up like the 3 or 4 seed, watch out, Jimmy. Rookie, Ben Simmons. Donovan Mitchell right there at his heels. Coach of the year. It was going to be Brad Stevens, but now I got to give it to Mike D'Antoni. Holy shit, just out there killing it. Whereas, you know, Brad Stevens at least has still got the Celtics in the second spot without their $30 million a year player. And, you know, still got more wins than Toronto, so yeah, who knows. Defensive player of the year, it's either Draymond Green or Paul George. Yeah, Paul George, best wing defender in the NBA at the moment, and Draymond just does everything. Watching them last night, it's fucking crazy. Sixth man of the year is Lou Will, and most improved player. How about I give that to Spencer Dinwiddie? He's been fucking crushing it all year, and no one notices because it's Brooklyn. Nice one. All right, how about we do some Australian awards? Do you want to do that? Some NBA Australia Australian awards. And that means we better play our Australian national anthem. Oh, I love it. Gritters. Not bad. Come on. All right. Let's just get the old, That's so good. All right. Who's the best Australian rookie? Give me Ben Simmons. Give me the best Australian haircut. Give me bangers. Best Australian at Call of Duty. Give me Dante Exum. Best Australian three-point shooter. That's going to be Jingling Joe Ingles, obviously. He's second best in the NBA. Most inspirational Australian of the year, Patty Mills. Year in, year out, mate. Most improved Australian, Thon McCur. Thon. Most Delhi Australian, Delhi. He wins it back-to-back years. Unreal. And your Australian MVP so far this year has got to be Big Simo. Come on. You'd be fucking joking otherwise, right? All right, thanks, Grinspoon. That was awesome. I love it. But the Australian MVP, it's got to be Simo. He's been out there fucking crushing it. all round, it's been a fun fucking year, right, for Australians. You got Simo, you got Bangers, Dante Exum, Jingler, Paddy Mills, Thon, Dally. Oh, it's just good. So let's get to the NBA Australia Australian Player Watch right after this one.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, man, it's NBA Straya. It's Australian Player Watch. Let's do it. Ben Simmons didn't play last night before the year. Still out there crushing it. 16-8-8. Not bloody bad. Paddy Mills lost to the Pelicans last night. Paddy, 11 points on 10 shots. Oh, Jesus. 4 of 10. Goes 1 of 6 from 3. Gross. 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block. Not bad though, Paddy. Come on. Could do better. Joe Ingles, still the second best 3-point shooter in the league at 44.4%. Anya, the pride of Adelaide. Dally, still out with his ankle injury. Hopefully back soon. Thon McCur. Wow. How did he go last night? Yeah, not great. I'll tell you that much. So, poor Thon. He actually got sort of chucked into the old starting lineup, what, 2 days ago? And was all like, all right, guys, this would be fun, won't it? And turns out, I don't know, he hasn't really fucking bounced back the way you wanted him to. So ends up last night with 10 minutes, has 5 points, 1 of 3 shooting, doesn't have an assist, doesn't have a steal, has 1 rebound and 1 block. Like, all right, come on, in 10 minutes, it's a bit tough. Come on, Joe Bronte, play him some more. Aaron Bangers Baines, oh, smashed last night, absolutely fucking smashed as the Celtics smashed the Hornets. Bangers, a double-double. 12 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 6 of 7 from the field. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. The Celtics, when Bangers plays over 20 minutes, are 20-0 now. That is unbelievable. When he's a starter, they're 32-14. So, gee, I don't know. Maybe just play Bangers a little bit more. What do you reckon, Celtics? Andrew Bogut, still no team yet. Hanging out, popping up on the Ethan Strauss House of Strauss podcast. Mango Matthewang, still hanging out with the Greensboro Swarm. How about the daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, but should be back soon. In the final part of the Australian Player Watch, Kyrie, as mentioned earlier, 34 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists for Kyrie in the big win over Charlotte. So, not bloody bad. And it's Thursday, so let's swing by the land of the long white cloud for Kiwi Corner, where we also check in on Stephen Adams. Boo! So since we last checked, our big Kiwi friend has played 4 games. Busy week for the Thunder post All-Star break. So last Thursday, they beat Sacramento. Big Stephen Adams, boo, had 18, 11, and 4 blocks. Fucking massive. In the loss to Golden State on Saturday, he had 14, 7, 3, 2 blocks, 2 steals. Jesus, unbelievable. Win over Orlando on Monday, 16 and 8, to go with 2 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal. Holy shit. And the win over Dallas last night, he goes 9 and 12. 9 of those are offensive rebounds and 2 assists. So, he shot 25 of 33 in those 4 games. Unbelievable. 14 and 9.1 for the year, 1 block. No, 14 and 9 for the year, 1.1 blocks as well. His career average offensive rebound heading into this season was 12.9. Now he leads the lead at 17. His true shooting percentage was 58.2%. And his PER was 14.8 going into the year. He's now 63.4% true shooting and 21.3 PER. Unbelievable. So he's also averaging over 5 offensive rebounds per game, but somehow averaging less than 10 overall because he's doing all that boxing out on the defensive end for fucking Rusty there, and he would be the first player to ever, ever do that. On your Stephen Adams, not bloody bad. All right, let's get to the game previews right after, well, this one.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, bro? And you're listening to NBA Straya, eh? Cheer, bro!
Yeah, let's do it, man. It's the NBA Straya Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board, where we check in on Paddy Mills. Yeah, he hasn't had to do anything since inspiring us yesterday, so let's get to the game previews. Game previews! Wow, we got Lakers at Heat tonight. Lonzo Ball taking on the Heat. This could be surprisingly fun, right? The Lakers are on a 3-game winning streak post the All-Star game. Lonzo's back. The Heat are riding some crazy up and downs as well. They won 2, but they've lost 8 of their last 11. D-Wade hit that game winner the other night. Unreal. But this is in Miami. Lakers will have a night in Miami beforehand, so they'll be hungover. Had no sleep. Give me Miami. Sixers at Cavs. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
Marv Albert voice. Simo versus LeBron. Unbelievable. Embiid out there talking shit. Do you reckon LeBron's just going to be sitting there going, maybe I should move here next year. What do you reckon? I mean, it's in Cleveland, but he'll be eyeing off the team. I think the Sixers win that. Jesus, maybe. Yeah, maybe the Sixers. Give me the Sixers. I like it. Nets at Kings. Yeah, nah, I'm good, says everybody. Nets versus Kings. It's Jahlil Okafor versus Big Willie Cauley-Stein. Fuck that. D'Angelo Russell is going to probably light them up, but goddamn, Nets at Kings. Give me the Nets. I mean, sure. Who gives a fuck? Wolves at Blazers. Nice. This is more fun. Wolves trying to hold on in the middle of this playoff race. As mentioned on, I think, Monday or Tuesday's show, they have an absolute fucking ball-busting like schedule over the next 8 games, do the Wolves. Without Jimmy Butler, they play nothing but either playoff teams or teams trying to make the playoffs. So, Big Cat, you're going to have to dominate for them to have a bit of a chance, aren't you, big fella? Oh, yeah, I reckon. So, Blazers, they're surging. They've won 4 straight, including wins over the Warriors and Jazz. This is in Portland. Give me Portland, I reckon. Yeah, I reckon they'll win that. I reckon the Blazers, there's going to be a tiny little bit of slippage and we're going to be like, oh, Jesus. And then just going to fall back into that morass in the West. And you know what? That's it for fucking today. Oh, love it. NBA Australia, we're done. We're back tomorrow, though, for more ridiculousness and a massive, massive weekend preview. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and NBA Australia and Facebook. Lots of good stuff. You know, getting into a happy little groove, you know, just pushing all fun shit out all the fucking time. It's what we do here at NBA Australia. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Chuck us a nice 5-star rating and review while you're at it. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They are the best band in Australia. Their new single, Stop. Go ask for it on Triple J or Nova or your fun local radio station. Stop by House Hats. It's an absolute fucking belter. And extra special thanks to the legends of Green, 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 Iowa Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes throughout the episode. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. And that's it, man. Stick around for a special episode of The Diary of Stephen Adams, and we will catch us all tomorrow. NBA Australia saying, Lederhosen!
Oh, kia ora, bro. How's it going, eh? That's me, Stephen Adams, bro. And this here's my diary for this week, eh? Okay, so let's get started, bro. Oh, dear diary, it's me, Stephen Adams, bro. But you knew that already, eh? Because you're my diary? Anyway, it's been a couple of fun weeks, eh, bro? I got a little holiday over the All-Star break, bro. So I flew to Mexico to drink some brews and catch some rays, eh? And it was sick, bro. I had so much fun. I'm sitting by the ocean, feet in my jandals, hand on my chili bin, sucking down some Coronas, eh? But the best part was, I made friends with this Mexican fella, Jorge, and he took me around to all the ruins in Neverfame, bro, and showed me how they make tequila. It was fascinating, bro. Then I made friends with these German girls, bro, and they showed me how to pleasure 2 women at once, eh? It was a hell of a trip, bro. But now I'm back in Oklahoma City, bro, and things are going well. We won a couple of games, and little Rusty has stopped threatening to kill my friend Terrence's cutten every time he misses a shot. So I think we're really coming together as a team, bro. I mean, sure, we lost to my friend Kev and his new team, the Warriors, the other day, but it was still all good fun. I think, you know, me making a pivluva every time we won is really helping too, and I've gotten really good at them. I even made one for Jorge down in Mexico, and he took me to his mum's place, and she showed me how to make spun sugar the Mexican way. Add more sugar. It was great, bro. And me mum just messaged me from NZ as well, saying, Stephen, everybody's doing fine, eh, bro? But your cousin Rongo started a fight at rugby and isn't allowed to play anymore, so he's sad. But all your other 22 brothers and sisters are doing very well. Love, your mum. Oh, that's nice, eh, bro? Anyway, so I enjoyed my break, and I'm looking forward to playing more and maybe asking little Russ if I can get some of the rebounds I box out for, eh, bro? I don't like my chances, though. Okay, bro, that's it, diary. I'll write in you again next week. Love, Stephen Adams.